For these youngsters, going to school is a joy.
Before they came here, they had no schooling at all. So they actually started here. This has been their first experience to school.
Torben Vennig is project director for Borneo Humana Child Aid Society, a non-governmental organization that provides education for underprivileged children. The school at the Sepet Wawasan plantation is one of 120 learning centers the group runs for more than 10,000 children. He says about 50 students were enrolled in the school when it began 2 years ago. Now, more than twice that number attend.
All the children you see in the yellow and green here, they're all plantation children, some from small farms around, some from the company here. Most of them are from Indonesian parents, but they're considered stateless because they're born in Sabah.
The children are stateless because they have no birth certificates or other documents to prove their nationality. They live in a legal limbo. Without documents, they cannot access government services, including education. Vennig says this becomes a huge problem for the plantation children.
If you don't provide an education for them, there's absolutely no doubt that majority of them will go with their parents into the field and become child laborers from an age of 9-10 years. So it's about education, first of all, but there, at the same time, it's also keeping them away from child labor.
In many cases, he says these underprivileged children end up living on the streets.
That would be a cause of trouble, definitely, sniffing glue and getting into bad habits. So by giving them a basic education, then you keep them away from this. Many of these plantation children, if they were to grow up without any education at all, there's no doubt that they would end up in towns.
The school premises are large, bright, and well-equipped. It is a showcase compared to the usual substandard, primitive structures found in most plantation schools. Factory manager of the Sepet Wawasan plantation, Gan Heng Kok, says he's very impressed by what the company is doing for the children.
I have been to so many estates, working in so many places, mm-hmm. and not many companies have such a good facility to offer to the little children in the estates. And I see that, I can clearly say that this is one of the best places that I have been, where the company is actually so committed to offering education to little children in the estates. Right. I'm amazed at what is being done in this place here.
Monitoring and education officer for the UN Children's Fund, Noor Anwar Mutalib, says large plantation owners tend to welcome education for their migrant workers' children. Owners of small and medium-sized plantations are more resistant to the idea. He agrees families can make more money if their children do not go to school and work on the plantations, but he says this is a very short-sighted view.
It's an opportunity lost for the kids. Because what they can become, what they can do with their lives with an education will probably make a bigger impact on the family. Because we've seen that many of the children who have become successful, they go back to their communities, they do help their parents.
The Malaysian and Indonesian government signed an agreement in 2006 allowing more than 100 teachers from Indonesia to come to the plantation schools to instruct children in their language. Torben Vennig says the idea is to make the students fluent in their native language so they can continue their education without problem in Indonesia after they complete primary school.
When they pass the Indonesian government exam, they can go straight to secondary school in Indonesia. So that's sort of the master plan, that they are able to go back and continue their schooling in Indonesia. And thereby, they are no more stateless. They become Indonesian citizens. And if they then up to come back here, that will be as legalized employees.
Several mothers are beaming as they watch their children perform traditional songs and dances. One mother, 29-year-old Amirasa, says she's very proud to see what her daughter is learning. Amirasa is young and pretty, but she looks very careworn.
Yang apa? Dia lebih ada kehidupan yang lebih bagus lagi.
She says she works on the plantation and worries that her children too will have to work on the plantation. She says she wants a better life for her three children and believes this is possible if they get an education. She adds her oldest child, her daughter, who is attending school, told her she wants to become a teacher one day. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Sabah, Borneo.